Psalms chapter 38. The psalmist illustrates David's life in terms of a ship that is sinking, as if it were a succession of three short pulses, three long pulses, and three other short ones, that in Morse way, what we know as SOS. While this acronym that became famous with the final transmissions of the Titanic does not represent phrases or words, it has been given as a translation, save our soul, save our ship, or save our succor. The psalmist was feeling the weight of sin and expresses much more than those three words can ever express. This psalm is the cry of the heart of those who can no longer carry upon their conscience the heavy burden of sin. This psalm also shows that David found the solution. I will confess my sin. David seeks no help in anyone else but in God. He alone could give relief to his sorrow. As we saw in Psalms 32, David found the peace that comes from forgiveness when he confessed his sin. Don't let a list get too long of the psalmists appear to have done. Keep your account up to date with God by immediately confessing your sin, and you will avoid much of the pain David suffered. It's tragic when a boat transmits an SOS and those who receive it are too far away to get help because it is too late. God is never far away, and God is never late. Have you broadcasted your SOS yet? Don't despair, your help in here. Leave your boat and hold on to the lifeguard.